essentially is that there seems to be total agreement on that. It seems to me that we should be negotiating. I'm not suggesting what the final agreement should be. We've got to continue the dialogue. We have some problems in Panama, and it affects other countries in that area. I suggest that we ought to just walk away and say, no, this is it, and this is final. I don't think it's a responsible thing to do for American leadership in that area. Well, I very much appreciate it. Oh, excuse me. Magazine I was in, I think I remember now. It's a lot of pictures in it. Pictures worth 10,000 words, but I haven't seen the pictures, so I don't know. But he did apologize to Mrs. Johnson. And I noticed Mrs. Carter now apologized to Reverend Billy Graham. They've got one apology line open all the time, and they keep one telephone there just to make apologies on. So they can say one thing one day and then apologize. They try to do it the same day, or they have a planned 24-hour apology program, and that's sort of been the thrust of the Carter administration. Make some harsh judgment, call someone a cheater and a liar and a distorter of the facts, as he did with Nixon and Johnson. And then rush off to apologize. Now, I've raised a question. I don't know about the interview in Playboy. That's a judgment he made that affects only him. What I'm concerned about is judgments he may make if he were elected that might affect me. It might affect the rest of Americans. I don't know what is in someone's makeup or personality would find it necessary to sort of castigate anyone in sight. I just don't understand it. I don't think it is the view of the Democratic Party. In fact, I think Bob Strauss, the former chairman, was somewhat, is he still the chairman? I guess he's still the chairman. He hadn't been attacked by Carter, sorry. But it's not his view. It's not the view of Senator Mondale. Apparently, it's not the view of Governor Carter, because he's already said it. He had great respect for Lyndon Johnson when he was alive. It's only lately that he's had the other view. So, I would just ask this audience, if you know anybody in your hometowns who always finds fault with everyone, whether it's a rich partner, or a golfing partner, or your neighbor, or somebody who works with you, someone there is always finding fault, and then maybe a day later is coming around and saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I think you want to look at that pretty carefully. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just suggesting that we may be involved in that process if the wrong man's elected on November 2nd. Well, I appreciate the chance to make these nonpartisan comments. Thank you very much.